Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amid Beis. Towards the bottom, we are the story, Rebbe Ovid Lehilula. That's where we will start from. Just 2 points on the previous discussion. So we had the story of Rebbe Akiva, the second version of Rebbe Akiva in Shas, Akiva and his wife in Kalba Savua. We had the story of the Bas Kesar to Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya. And then the last point we were discussing was the Mishnah had mentioned that a Beitza Turmita is not included if somebody makes the declaration and he is noder from Maisa, from Konam, the more inclusive Lashon of Tavshil She'eni Toim, that he's Usser in certain Maisa Kedera, but he's Mutter in a Beitza Turmita and a Dalas Remutza. So what is a Beitza Turmita? So Shmuel said it was something used in a medicinal way. It was shrunk, it was put into hot water, into cold water, and they put it inside one's body in order to be able to check it on the way out. Shmuel used a different method of checking, but that was the reason that it was brought up. Some type of medicinal purpose. Just 2 points to mention. Number one, we know there is a Chayrim of the Gaonim already. Chayrim of the Gaonim goes back a very long time, even before the Rishonim, not to use medicines that are mentioned in the Gemara. Yes, it's there to teach us something. Yes, we could delve into it, but Lamaisa, to use the medicines that are mentioned in the Gemara, either because we don't exactly know what these materials are, the ingredients, or we don't know exactly how to use them, or it could be Nishtanu HaTivim, that bodies have changed over time, whether something is works or not. So based on all of these reasons, Chazal, already the Gaonim told us that we not only shouldn't we, but we're not allowed. We're not allowed to use the medicines mentioned in the Gemara. There's a Chayrim, because we would just then think less of the Talmud. Rabbi Kiva Eker quotes this in Shin Lamed Vav in Yerodea, in Dine HaRofe, there's one siman in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, the laws of being a doctor, Dine HaRofe. Now there are books and books written about it, but the Shulchan Aruch has three seifim, but Dine Rofe, Nitzana, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nitzana HaTorah Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos, the Torah gives license. The Torah has to give license. Why does the Torah have to give license? Because you might say, if Hashem makes you sick, Hashem makes you sick. What are you trying to do to undo what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted? But that's why the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara in Bava Kama, Nitra Torah Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos, U'mitzvahi, U'bichla Pikuach Nefeshi. It's a mitzvah. What the source for that mitzvah is, we mentioned a week or so ago about Vashivosolo, the Rambam quotes, maybe other sources, Rapo Yerape, U'bichla Pikuach Nefeshu. Even if there's someone else, but you could also do the job. Shalom and akol adam zochel hisrapos. If someone didn't go to medical school, he can't be a doctor. Right? He can't pretend. Right? The mitzvah only applies if a person has the talent and the skill. Right? It has to be an expert. It has to be nobody that knows better than him about this situation. And the Shulchan Aruch continues. And on that Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kivi Eger says, here in Shin Lamed Vav, B'maharil Isa, Amar Lanu HaMaharil, Kol HaRefuos Shebechol HaTalmud Asur Lenasos Osam. It's Asur, right? If you want to try the Beitza Turmita, right? It's Asur to try it. Mishum De'ein Adam Yechol HaAmor HaLikaran. Because you can't really know exactly what it is. V'chilo Ya'alu Bi'adam. And when you don't find it successful, Yil Agu V'yilaglugu Al Divrei Chachamim. You will mock and scoff and laugh at the rabbis. Milvan ma de isa b'shabbos, except for this one thing in Masechta Shabbos, if somebody has a bone stuck in their throat, how they should to get it out. Says the Ma'aril, because that lachash is baduk umenuse. But other than that, right? He says you should not use any of the medicinal suggestions that are given in the Gemara. Number one. Number two, just because it's here, so we'll mention it. The Chashuk Yechemet here on the daf mentions, in terms of medicine, his shaila was, might have been a recent shaila, was in the news recently, says the Chashuk Yechemed, what about vaccinating? What about vaccinating? Is that part of medicine? Haim yesh l'chasein yiladim u'mevugarim lomrot ha-sikun ha-katan ha-karuch b'chisunim. So he goes through the shaila, mitzad echad, it prevents many illnesses to be vaccinated, but what happens by vaccination? You get injected with a little bit of the illness. Meida kol chisun yesh lo gam sikun mesuyam, u'betol kol ha-yiladim, sheikablo as ha-chisun yesh lo adim mesuyamim shalorak, sheha-chisun lo yashpi aleim, el-adrab zayazik lehem, as he quotes. But he says, if you look at all of the poskim say, and he quotes a similar types of ideas of vaccination from the Yachanu Boaz a couple hundred years ago, from the Tiferes Yisrael, and he quotes a raya from the Beis Yosef for sure that it's allowed. Right, the Beis Yosef that we have mentioned before, the Beis Yosef quoting the Yerushalmi. We're not sure exactly which Yerushalmi is referring to, but at the end of Choshen Mishpat Siman Tov Chavav, where the Yerushalmi says that a person is obligated to put himself into a Savik Sakana to save someone from a Vade Sakana. So we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that it's a Vade. We paskin. The Sma on Shulchan Aruch points out that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do not quote that Yerushalmi. That goes Avanios quotes the Yerushalmi. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do not. So we don't paskin like it's an obligation. Right? The Sugya where this is discussed is giving it, donating a kidney. But it's clear, says the Sma, say the Poskin, that the Bavli would say it's a Rishus. One is allowed to. So for sure, one is allowed to. Nichnas l'savik sakana to save someone from vade sakana. So, should it only apply to somebody else? Even to someone's own body. So even someone in one's own body, number one. Number two, but it could be that in this type of circumstance, he continues, where the risk is so small, that then already even the Bavli might agree that it is an obligation. And especially because it's yourself. Number one, that it's so small. Number two, that it's yourself. So if it's the Derech B'nei Adam to put themselves into this situation, we might apply Shomar Psalm Hashem, we might apply Klomer Machla Kazos, that hardly ever comes. So for sure, it would be, one might even call it an obligation. And then he discusses the second half of the tshuva. Does a school, which has the policy of vaccinating, do they have the right not to let children into their school who aren't vaccinated? If it's the policy of the school, I'm efshel akufes ahorim lachasinus benam ki yesh medinos baratzot avrit shashol tonot notinim rishus lebeit sefer limnoa yiladim shelo kibu zrikos chiso milom obeit sefer. Is that allowed halachically? Tshuva v'nogei l'sheila, ha'im efshar l'akuf. He goes, look what I've written about this in Shiurei Torah, which is a mammoth volume of relating to doctors, b'chulu, and at the end, l'maisa, he says that if Rofa Olam does something, so then yes, the parents have an obligation, and the school board, yes, has a have an option of doing that, of saying you need to do this before you come to school, right? This is putting the other children in danger. In Rova Olam, and he says, L'sikum, in Rova Olam mistaklim al iach yisun, kedavar sheish bo sakana, afsha sakana rechoka, yesh chiyav al ahorim lahavi es benam lehit chasein. Right, it's an obligation. Yesh rushus lamar da asra lekvo gedar misayagim. Right, the mar da asra has the obligation. V'lachein im roesh l'nachon, l'saleg yeladim yibayt sefer ashi kablu chisun harushus, rak bidei arav shlita v'lo bidei menal bayt sefer. He says you should go to the head of the city, not just the head of the school. Okay. And then he quotes that Anashim Mevugarim Shekavu B'Hashem Shicham Lekab Al-Chisun, and if not, he says, well, Maisi, you should follow the doctors, and you should follow the ones who the doctors look for advice. Okay, so let's continue. That's two words of Refuah, one relating to general Cher Makadmonim, and number two was specifically what he brought up on the Daf when he spoke about medicine yesterday. Okay, let's continue now where we are up to, about eight lines up from the bottom. Rebbe Avad Lehi Lula, the Reb Shimon Berebbe. Rebbe made a party for his son. Rebbe made a wedding party for his son. Hilula, the Reb Shimon Berebbe. And you see on the side, we add in a line, the Lo Azmine Lebar Kapara. He did not invite Bar Kapara. Was this Bemezid? Was this Beshogeg? Not clear. He didn't invite Bar Kapara. The Mefaresh says here that he did it on purpose, but we'll get back to that. Either way, Bar Kapara was upset. Katsav al Beis Ginana. See, he wrote on the outside of the door, like some type of graffiti. He wrote, maybe Mestame wasn't something that was Mazik. Maybe you'd be able to wipe it off and clean it off. Can't say that Bar Kapara was Mazik on purpose. So Katsav al Beis Ginana. Estrin varba alfin ribuya dinarim. Nafko al Beis Ginana Dain. You spent so much money. So much money was spent on this wedding hall, right? What does it say here? 24,000, 10,000, about 240 million, if you do the math, was spent. It's an exaggeration, right? He spent a ton of money. Velo Asme la Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara couldn't have been invited to this wedding. Right? So much money was spent. Amar Leim, lo Ovrei Ritzono Kach. Lo Osei Ritzono Alachas Kama Vakama. And then he quotes a very harsh statement, which the Mefarshim are bothered how he could even have said. If this is what happens to the Ovrei Ritzono, to those who transgress his word, this is how many riches are given to them. Lo Osei Ritzono, to those who follow his word, Alachas Kama Vakama, surely, Kodesh Baruch Hu must repay and give their reward. How in the world did Bar Kappara say this about Rebbe? Right, he called him an Ovrei Ritzono. And what happened after that? Asmanei. So Rebbe hears about it or sees the graffiti and he invites him. And Amar, so then he changes his tune. Lo Osei Ritzono Ba'olam Hazeh. Kach. Lo Olam Haba. Lachas Kama V'Kama. If this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to the Osei Ritzono, so surely to those who, in Olam Haba, they will get even more as well. Shaila is, how exactly did Bar Kappara make this statement? All the Mefarshim are bothered he wouldn't have made the statement. So if you look in the Mefarish, it starts there. The Mefarish says, Lefi Shahaya Ish Badchan, Vu Misyare Shemayase Shum Dover Sheyishok. As we're going to see in the next Gemara, Rebbe was worried that Bar Kappara was going to do something to make him laugh. He was a jokester, or as of a jokester as one could have in the times of the Tanoim. But either way, he was laid back, and he might make Rebbe laugh, and Rebbe didn't want to have too much schok. Too much schok, he didn't want that. So based on that idea, now let us go to the Shvus Yaakov. If you look at the Gilyan HaShas here, B'Kiva Eger quotes, look for a Dover Nechmad in the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov. Look at a Dover Nechmad, Rebbe Yaakov Reischer, 1700s, same author as the Iyun Yaakov. He says it also here in the Ein Yaakov. So there he says, there must be something deeper in this story. So he quotes 2 points. Number one, he quotes the Taz. The Taz says in Orach Chaim, the Taz in Tav Kuf Samach, in the Sugyas of Zecher L'Churban, the Shulchan Aruch quotes what it says in Brachas, Asur La'adam Sheyamale Piv Schok Olam Hazeh. It's also for a person to have total Yamale Schok, to fill his mouth with Schok in Olam Hazeh. It's not appropriate. Post-Khurban, is not appropriate. So I just mistranslated that somewhat, maybe on purpose. We usually translate that as post-Khurban, but if you look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, Asu Yamale in Olam Hazeh, says the Taz, if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, right, this is a quote from Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes from the tour, Mashva Gam Shelo Bizman HaGolus. What does he say here? It's Asu Yamale Adam, Asu Lo Adam Sheyamale Piv Schok, but Olam Hazeh. Right, what is that in contrast to? Olam Haba? Sounds like in this world, it's not appropriate to be totally in a state of schok. So that's what the Taz says. But if you look in Deloka Nusach HaTur, unlike the Nusach of the Tur, Shekasav Begolus Hazeh. The Tur says in this Golus, meaning it has to do with Churban Bayis, it doesn't have to do with Olam Hazeh. V'nirolini Yazdaiti says the Taz Yish Chilik Bazeh. Let me put the two together. Deleinyin Simcha She'eino Shel Mitzvah. If it's Stam being happy, having a party that doesn't have anything to do with the mitzvah, Vaday Aser Afilu Shelo Bizman HaGolus L'Mali Piv Schok. So that's even Shelo Bizman HaGolus. Olam Hazeh, to have Stam a party not connected to any kind of mitzvah. So that he says is not appropriate. Aval Besimcha Shel Mitzvah. Haya Heter Bizman Shel Beis HaMikdash Kayim. But when it's Simcha Shel Mitzvah, so then Bizman Shel Beis HaMikdash Kayim we were allowed to. Kigo and Simchas Beis HaShoeva. V'Simchas David Shoyim Mecharker B'chol Os. When they brought back the Aron. U'Bizman HaGalus Areva Kol Simcha. Arva Kol Simcha. But Bizman HaGalus, then it's gone. V'Yafilu B'Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Kigo and B'chasana O'Purim B'Kol Makom Lo Yemali Piv Schok K'Nir Eli Yestati Nachon. To put together the two Gersos, says the Taz, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, at least we were able to have a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. But Shalom Bizman Beis HaMikdash. So then, even that is gone. So that's the Taz who talks about the Isra of being Yamale Schok Piv. Source number one, says the Shvus Yaakov. We have to realize that idea. Source number two, he says, is the Gemara, the end of Makos, that we all know. The Gemara says at the end of Maseches Makos, on Daf Chav Dal of the Mabeis, quoting a couple of stories, and he puts this together and he says, look at the language. He says, Shuv Pamachas Hayolim Yerushalayim. Another time, these Tanoim were going up to Yerushalayim, Kivich Yigil, Harat Sofim, Karu Bigdehim. When they got to Harat Sofim, right, we've all heard these words at a Siyim on Maseches Makos. When they got to Harat Sofim, they ripped their clothing. Kivich Yigil, Harat Bayis. Ra'u Shual Sheyatza Mi Beis Kachi HaKadoshim. When they came to Harat Bayis, they saw a Shual, usually translated as fox, coming out from the Kodesh Kadoshim. His Chilu Hein Bochen Rebbe Kiva Mitzachik. They started crying. Terrible. Look at what's going on here. And Rebbe Kiva was laughing. Amru lo b'bnei ma'atam etzachik. Amru lahem. Amru lahem b'bnei ma'atam bochim. Amru lo. Malkam shakasa bov. Azar karev yumas. The achshav shualim ha'ilchu bov lo nivke. What do you mean? The Azar can't go in there. Now animals are walking there. Rebbe Kiva says to them, l'kachari mitzachik. And he quotes the parallel of Uriah and Zechariah. And then skip to a I'm sorry. It's the previous line, right before this. Right before this, the previous line of the text where the Gemara. Where the Gemara quotes a similar story, but not one that is as famous because we are at a sea and we don't read the last section. Right, V'kfar, the previous one right here. V'kfar Rahay Rav Galia Rav Lazar Ben Azariah V'shuv Rav Yekiva Mahalchim Haderach V'shamu Kol Hamonah Shal Romi Miplay De Rechoka Me'av Asher Mil. They heard all of the Romans. V'tchilu Bochin Rav Yekiva Mitzachek Amar Lo Be'Breyat Mitzachek Be'Breyat Bochim Amar Lo. They say these terrible Rishayim have it great. And there be Makatvel Avodah Zara, and there Yoshua B'Sheket, and Va'anu, Beis Hadom Raglai, Elokeinu, Saruf, and Beit HaBeis HaMikdash is totally burned, Be'esh V'lo Nifgeh. Amar Lahan, Rabbi Kiva answers, L'kach Ani Mitzachik. Uma La'ovrei Ritzono Kach. La'osei Ritzono, Lachas Kama V'Kama. If this is what happens to the ones who violate Hashem's words, They have it great in Olam Hazeh. So surely Lo Osei Ritzono, you can't imagine how great it is going to be. So the same words are used, Lo Osei Ritzono, Lo Ovei Ritzono. Says the Shvus Yaakov, that is what Bar Kapara here is referring to, what the issue was between him and Rebbe. Rebbe didn't want, as the Mefari says here, Rebbe didn't want him to come. Why? Because he was a little too badchani. He was a little too, right, schok. And Rebbe was nervous. Rebbe was nervous about it. V'nirali lahavin divrei chachamim v'chidosam, says the Shvus Yaakov, and he quotes the Taz, and then he quotes the Gemara in Makos, and then he says v'nira d'hai taima d'rebi haisha imisyari sheyischov l'fisha rebi haya bezman agalos achra churban, and he was nervous, and therefore even simcha shel mitzvah, like the Taz says, would be a problem. The imkain, the Rabbi Akiva mutter l'schok mitam zeh. But according to Rabbi Akiva, based on that Gemara, schok is mutter. To imle reshoyim kach laosei ritzono alachas kama v'kama. The focus is to realize how great the future brings for the tzaddikim. Imkain zeh haya pilpul shel Rabbi Bar Kapara. The Rabbi lo asbenei la Bar Kapara kedei shelo yischok bezman agalos. Amalei Bar Kapara imla ovrei ritzono kach laosei ritzono alachas kama v'kama. Kisfar as Rabbi Akiva. Imkain mutter l'schok al kapanim simcha shel mitzvah. Alkein Asmanayas. That's why after he heard that, he changed his mind. Vidok Vitimsa Nachon VeEmes, says the Shvus Yaakov, and that is what the Gilead Hashas calls a Davar Nechmad. Davar Nechmad. So we think it's Nechmad too, and that is why we mentioned it. Okay, let's continue now by the two dots. Yoma de Mechayich Bei Rebbe, or every day that Rebbe used to smile or to laugh, that he didn't have, he wasn't in a full state of thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak. Asya Peranusa La'alma. Whoa. Peranus came to the world. What does that mean? Says the Marsha that Rebbe accepted Peranus for the whole generation. Right, and that way he was able to protect the generation. De Rebbe Baal Yisurin Have, says the Marsha. V'kol shanei Yisurei De Rebbe Lo Etztarich Alma Lamitra. All the years that Rebbe suffered on behalf of the generation did not need rain. Kedamar Beperek Apolim, like it says in Bamitzia. Ubar Kapara Vade Davi Yadaze. Bar Kapara knew that Ela Dehu Savar Al Yedeisha Yisvechu Yiske Lo Olam Haba. He thought Simcha also brings to Olam Haba a different derech. Kedamrina Betainis Hanach, and he quotes how he quotes the Gemara in Tainis. Remember the story that one of the Amorim was talking to Eliyahu Navi, and then he asked Eliyahu Navi, Are any B'nai Olam Haba in this world? So the second story there, he points to two people, he says, yeah, they're B'nai Olam Haba. They're going to Olam Haba. And he asks, what do they do? And he says, Batchanim Anachnu, B'dichiani. Right, we are people who make people happy. That is a Ben Olam Haba. So the Marsha says, though, that Rebbe's job, Rebbe's part of his Bahus, was that he was Makabal Yisur and Ba'ava, based for the whole generation. And that's why, when he wasn't in that state, so there was Peranus that came to the rest of the generation. But it had to be done Ba'ava, it had to be done Ba'ava. The Ben Yoyada also discusses that here as well. Okay? So, Amalei Bar Kapara, Lo Tavdichun. So, Rebbe told Bar Kapara, don't make jokes in front of me. Don't be a batchan, right? Even though I know you're trying to do it for the best of reasons, but I want to stay in the state so the generation can be protected. So lo tavdichud v'yavina lecha arba'in garyuvei chite, and I will give you 40 measures of wheat. I'll give you 40 measures of wheat. So please don't do this to me. We know 40 is always a unit. Does it mean literally 40? Sometimes in the Gemara there are certain numbers that are used just to mean a big. amount, but not that it's dafka. 40 is used and 400 is used. Right? 400 is used a number of times. Doesn't mean literally, sometimes not. Rabbi Preita taught it 400 times to the student. Rav Huna in the beginning of Brachas had 400 barrels of wine that turned to vinegar. 400 is used as well. So again, might be literal, might be just an exaggeration. The Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha often points out that idea. So anyways, he says to Bar Kapara, I'll pay you 40 measures of wheat. Omar Leilech Simar. Let Mar see, let him see, to call Garyua Debina Shakilna. No, you say 40 measures, I get to choose the measure. I'm going to choose how much wheat I'm going to take. So he comes, Shakal Dikula Rabba, and Bar Kapara, who, again, it seems to be a humorous story here. I have another one coming up also, Baruch Hashem, in Nedarim. Shakal Dikula Rabba, Chafi Kufra. He takes a very large basket, right, Dikula Rabba, Chafi Kufra, and he lines it with tar, with pitch, so that it does nothing falls out. V'sach v'areshe v'azal, and then he puts it onto his head. Sach v'areshe. The Ron says hafcha al rosha. He turns it upside down. He puts it on his head. V'azal, and he goes to Rebbe. V'amarle lecha limar ban gar yochiti didareshein alavacha. You have to pay me now. Pay me the 40 measures of wheat that you owe me. And it was the basket was upside down. Right? There was nothing going to fit in the basket in the state that it was in now. Achuch Rebbe. Rebbe smiled. Amar lei lavas hartech delo tivtachun. Didn't I warn you already? You shouldn't do this. Amar lei, he says, chiti derishtakar tivta. I'm just getting my wheat. I don't know what your problem is. Right? Sarcasm, just keeping a straight face. But this was again Rebbe and Bar Kapara having a different derech of the proper way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. If you look in Rabbeinu Bachai has a sefer besides the sefer of his commentary on the Torah, which he is famous for. He also has a machshava sefer called Kara Kemach, and he has many arachim there, many comments there about various midos. So there in Erech Simcha, he says, he quotes this Gemara, and then he quotes Venera. Ki bar kapara haya ragil bakach, shahaya misameach lo rabbeinu akadosh, bidvarim. This is what bar kapara did often. It was misameach Rebbe. V'haysa kavanas bar kapara l'shamayim. And his kavana was l'shem shamayim. Why? Kedei sheyismach rabbeinu akadosh, shahaya gadol v'chashiv, kimo melech. He was chashiv. He was like a king. Umitocha simcha tibanevesi konein taraso. Through the simcha, his Torah will be perfect. V'yu hadvarim smechim. Where do you see that? Uke inyan simchas klei hanigun b'neviyim. Like the klei hanigun, like Shol HaMelech is David, so you can have the Ruach Hashem on him. So simcha, like the Gemara says, ein shechina shor ela mitoch simcha. That's what Bar Kapara wanted to do to Rebbe. Ach Rabbeinu HaKadosh, shehei l'atzvo b'shas p'tiraso. But as the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, at the time, the moment that he died, lifted up his fingers. And he said, Shalonana me olam ba'esares pa'osa v'afilu ba'es pa'ktana. That he didn't have any hana, ratza, bazeh, ki haya gado b'chalamidos. Af ki b'midas ha'simcha v'aschok. V'haya kol tnu osav v'nimshachos achar ha'seichel u'shkulos b'mozne ha'chachma. Every single mida, every single movement of mine, Rebbe said at the end of his life, he was able to say, was based on Seichel, was based on Mozne HaChachma, the weights of wisdom. Ach ilunata libo liyomecha l'simchas olam hazeh o l'schok hayazeh onesh l'bnei hadar. And he didn't want to do it, but this was the difference of opinion, so to speak, between Rebbe and Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara wanted to give him some of the simcha so that he would be able to have the Torah, the Shekhinah Shor on him, and Rebbe's like, I don't need it. I have a different derech. But once we're here, read the next paragraph, Al Kain. He's chayev adam. A person has to have a balance in this world. La hamita simcha b'olam hazeh, v'laseis el libo avodas Hashem yizbarach, she ikir simchaso avodaso maisa mitzvahs. The ikir simcha that we have in this world has to be within avodas Hashem and maisa mitzvahs. V'chein, ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, as the Pasuk says in the beginning of Tehillim. V'yafilu b'simchas ha-mitzvah. And even simchas ha-mitzvah omar, v'gilu b'r'ada. V'machem gila shamtehe ra'ada. And that's what we have to have. It's a balance. It's a balance, and that's what he quotes, why some of the Chagim have a lot of simcha, some don't even have any simcha. So he says, Al kein yomar ki bizman asher simchaso gedolo yoter jamito sav yachzirena l'derech hamitzua. V'zehu v'hayisa ach shomeach, ach sameach. Right, it has to be balanced, it has to be worked out and perfectly seen and viewed within Avodas Hashem. Okay. That's the Kara Kemach, and that's the Bar Kapara versus Rebbe. So here we go, continuing the story. So Amar Le Bar Kapara, Le Bar Tid Rebbe. Bar Kapara says to the daughter of Rebbe, right, what was this, the before the invitation, after the invitation, not 100% clear. L'machar shasina chamra b'rikuta da'avuch u'ber kirkane de'imech. Could be maybe he was invited to a Sheva Brachas. Right. Bar Kapara says to the daughter of Rebbe, tomorrow I'm going to drink wine and dance with your father, and I'm going to hear your mother, kirkane. What does kirkane mean? So if you look in the Mefarish says it means that your mother's going to pour some wine. She's going to be a mozeges. B'mizigasa, she'imach timz ogliakos. So your mother's going to pour me some wine tomorrow. She's going to be part of the simcha. Right, but if you look in the Ran, if you look at other Rishonim, what does it mean? Kirkane usually means to croak, to make sounds. Says the Ran, u'bikirkane de'imach shetei ima mikarkeres u'mizameres. Right, your mother's going to sing. That bothers all of the Mefarshim. What do you mean the mother is going to sing? Right, this is usually a understanding of Kalisha. What does he mean by the mother's going to sing? There's an Isser, we know, the Gemara says in Brachas, Kol B'Isha Erva, Se'er B'Isha Erva, major topic, so that is difficult to understand. So maybe one could say not really singing, Kirkane maybe is not Lizamer, but just to speak. Problem is, the Ran says, Mizameres. So does he mean that she's going to sing and he's not going to be there? Difficult. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says here, maybe this is based on like the Gemaras we have in Ksubis, the beginning of the second parak, of Tanam and Amoraim acting in a way that is really not the normative practice that Klal Yisrael should have. Right, like the early rabbis in the Gemara says used to put the kala on their shoulders because they described her like a board, and even though Amoram there say we can't do that bizman hazeh, right? When you're somebody who has fire all around you when you are learning Torah, and somebody who is, we can't even fathom the concept of Tarasu Umnaso, right? So we can't, we're not going to question, you know, stories in Chazal about them. They have baskels go out from Shemayim to give them, make them feel good, and to give them messages, but Chas V'Shalom, that even in the Bizman of Gemara, they stopped behaving in certain ways. So maybe here too, maybe we have to see that in this context. If you look at the Ritva, the end of Kiddushin, the last Ritva Kiddushin, or same idea is quoted in the Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Peches. Kuf Peches is the mitzvah of the Chinuch of acting appropriately between genders. Right, the mitzvah is lehisrachek min ha'idunim. Right, the title of the Chinuch is Kuf Peches shelo lehischatein ba'achas mikol arayas shelo lehisadein, not to have idun, enjoyment, ba'achas mikol arayas vein krovos veishas ish venida afilu belobia. Any type of inappropriate, licentious behavior between men and women is included in this Isser. Lo sikravu legalos erva. Pirish, what is lo sikravu? Ki'ilu amar, lo ta'ase shum kreva, shehia goremes v'hami via ha'adam legalos erva. Not to do anything legalos, lekarev legalos. And that's included in the Daraisa. So, this is a very long chinuch here. He quotes the lo yikrots adam biyadav, lo yirmos be'enav, not to hint with the eyes, and not to have inappropriate behavior. Lo lahariach besamim shaleim, lo lahabit benashim klal, v'chul. And then at the end he says, let someone read some Gemaras, like the Gemara Iksubis, like we might add this Gemara, in the Dar Nun Aleph, where one might say, oh, what did he do? Or the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan that used to sit outside the mikvah, so the Nashim would look at him. Right? All of these Gemaras. And how would you understand them? Says the Chinuch right here, Chas v'shalom, they are not normative for us. Even the Chinuch, the great Rishonim, even the Amoraim, Sheheim zechronim levracha hayu kemalachim, shlo hayu eskem afilu sha'akala ki'im batorah v'mitzvos. Right? It was 24-7, fully. Right, they didn't do half the mitzvahs to Rabbanan because of Torasu Umnaso. V'aysam uforsemes kavanasam lakola olam kashemesh v'lo hayu margishim hergish ra b'shum davar meirov dveikusam batarov ha-mitzvahs. Right, for the past almost 2,000 years, right, we don't have any rabbi that could do this. Right, we say rabbis, we do not believe in the infallibility of rabbis, but we realize that, you know, there was a certain time in history, we have to believe in Iskanu Adoros, in every generation closer to Har Sinai and closer to the source of our Mesorah is on a higher level in a certain way. We have to have certain chashivas for them. Aval anachnu achshav Eimanu lefrotz afilu gether katan binyanam elu klau. Ela lishmar kol ha'archekim shehodiyunu zechrenam levracha bifrat. We have to keep every gether that the Torah gives us and that Chazal give us. Uvmeshalo eskiru heim, and anything, any area that they didn't give us a gether, if we feel that we need a gether, so we have to do that. Ve'yesh al kol echad ve'echad la'asos kefim ha'shiim says gufo muchan, kemo sha'amarnu, like we know, kol makam to the most you get the erva, chulu, and he continues. I saw recently in the name of Rav Yashiv, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, im heim kemalachim anu kebnei anashim. V'imheim kebnei anashim anu kebehemos, kechamorim. Right? If they were, if the earlier generations were like angels, then we're like people. If they were like people, then we're like animals. So the Rav Yashiv asked, what do you mean if? Well, there's a suffix what they were. What if they were like angels? Of course they were like angels. What do you mean if they were like angels or if they were like people? There's a suffix in Chazal had to define them. So the Rav Yashiv says, no, the point is it goes by our hashkafa, on our mentality. If we view them as angels, so then we're mentioned. Then we're anashim. If we view them as only men, if we view them as like putting ourselves on par with them, if they are men, then we're like animals. Then we're like animals. Again, that Chazal is talking about specifically Chazal, right? Not talking about every single generation. There is an element of that. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we like to quote, talks about this in, I think it was in Parshas Baal Oscha, where he quotes the Gemara Maseches Tmura, where at the end of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Yeshua Ben Nun, is there any suffix that you have, any shiloh that you need to ask me? And Yeshua Ben Nun answers him, but didn't you write about me in the Torah that I never left your side? Meaning there's nothing for me to ask. Anything that I've ever had a question to, I've asked. I haven't left your side. You are, you know, my Rebbe, and I'm the next one. I'm going to carry the torch. And it says, right when he dies, Yeshua Ben Nun forgot many halachas, and he got a lot of sfeikas. And asked Rabbi Yaakov, I don't understand, Yeshua Ben Nun wasn't lying. There was no suffix. There was no shiloh. Right, there was everything he knew. So what was the Gemara seems to fault Yeshua. So the answer, says Rabbi Yaakov, is that there was one idea that Yeshua Ben Nun did not understand. The idea of Imheim kemalachim anu kebnei anashim. Right, if they are on one level, so then we are on a more distant level. And we have to realize that. Even from Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai to the generation of Musar Yoshua, even that is a change. And then obviously a change from every generation after that, maybe not obvious, maybe that was the largest, most qualitative change in history. And then we have every generation after that, Yeshua Ben Nun needed to be taught that lesson. Okay, so that is related to that story. Let's continue now. Ben Elasha chasid the Rebbe Ave Fasher Gadol Ave. Ben Elasha was a son-in-law of Rebbe, and he was also an Ashir Gadol. We'll get back to that detail, why that's important later. Azle be Lulu Reb Shimon Rebbe, and he was also at the wedding. Amalei Bar Kapara Rebbe. So here we go. At the wedding, Bar Kapara says to Rebbe, he starts talking to him. Unusually, what would you talk to somebody, especially the father of one of the children getting married? What would you talk to them about? He starts talking to them about Arias. He's asking him quite cautious about Arias. Right, some of the Ben Yoyada says that maybe because it's focusing, maybe even though he is always known as the, right, as we just said, as the Batchan, as the one who keeps levity, but he knows the balance, and he realizes that, you know, it's not, we can't go overboard. And the Ben Yoyada says, just like the Gemara in Megillah tells us, on Daf Lam and Aleph, that even on Yom Kippur, why do we lane the Arayas by Mincha on Yom Kippur? Why is that the laning? Tosfos says, because the women look very nice on Yom Kippur, they wear all white, so we have to keep in mind, you know, even on Yom Kippur, right, where we are totally involved in mitzvahs, we have to realize and keep in mind the balance and realize what it's all about. And that's what he says here too. V'hada asa katav v'sudas chasav v'kala v'parshas arayas. Why is Bar Kapara bringing up kashas with Rebbe about that? Dafka, v'prin nisuin u'gedar erva. Right, there's another Ashes Ish. There's a woman off of the date market right now. So you have to realize that. Inami Vinesha Ratzalas is Badichus Bomro, and then he wants to do a little Badicha, different Vart. Anyways, that's what he quotes, and then he quotes the Tosfos in Mesechus Megillah. So let's see what he did. So Bar Kapara says to Rebbe, my Toeva, what does the word Toeva mean? Right? The Torah uses that word in the context of Mishkav Zachar. We know there are 7 or 8 Averis in the Torah that the word Toeva is mentioned by almost all of them. Toeva describes the act being done. Not Chas V'Shalom, the person, but the act being done. The act is an abominable act according to the Torah. Toeva. So he says, what is that word? Where does the word come from? Toeva. So called to Amarle Rebbe, to Hakidu Toeva, every time Rebbe gave a suggestion, Pircha, Bar Kapara, asked on it. and rejected it. Amar le parsheat. So Rabbi says, okay, you give a pshat. Amar le tesi de bischi. First, bring me your wife. Tirmi li natsa. Bring me a cup. Bring me a cup of wine. Us as Rami Alei, and he does, right? Does he really want a cup of wine? Right? Pasha's not. He's just bringing the wife there, again, not in an inappropriate way, right? The Mefarshim say, how can he use Mishtameshes Be'isha? So it must have done in a Tsanua way. Us as Rami Alei, so she brings it, and she gives the wine. Amar Alei the Rebbe, Kumar Kovi, Rebbe, I also want to get a dance with you. The Emerlach, Hachi Amar, and he danced with him, and then he says exactly what it is. The Emer Lachachi Amar Rachmana Toeva Toe Ata Ba. This is a wandering away. You are wandering. You are lost. That's what's Toe Ata Ba. Rav Moshe Feitzin and many other poskim, when they discuss this topic of Mishkav Zachar, and there's a tshuva. Rav Moshe has a heart wrenching tshuva about this in Yaradeya. I'm sorry, in Arachayim and Chela Dalid. Simin Kuf Tes Vav. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in 1976. He obviously does not quote the name of the person. He quotes Malas Foda Bachar Hanechmat Shlita. Right? Shlom Uvrachel Lezakos the tshuva Gemura. That's how he addresses the tshuva on Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Right? Interesting. Mishenichlas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Right? Talking about Simcha, the balance. So in Tafshin Lamed Vav, he writes Malas Foda Bachar Hanechmat. There's a Bachar who wrote to him that Rachman al Islan was suffering from this illness, as Halacha would call it, of Mishkav Zachar, of the Taiva for Mishkav Zachar, and he talks about the tshuva that he has to do, and what should he do to get over and to come back. So Rav Moshe goes through the sugya, and he goes through how, he quotes this Gemara, Toe Ataba, that's what the Torah means by it, meaning that this is wandering from the Teva of Taiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into human beings. Al kafanim taiva lemishkav zachar who neged etzem a taiva v'gam rishoy meilam taiva lezeb etzem el shur. So he says it's a sickness as many formulate. And he says, how do you get over? He says, first of all, just because somebody has a taiva for something doesn't mean that one is allowed to act based on that taiva. That's what Poskim say. It's step one. Even if somebody has a taiva for iser eshus ish, doesn't mean you're allowed to act based on that. Somebody has a taiva for any avera. Somebody has a taiva for treif. Somebody has a taiva for any avera. It does not mean that I am allowed to act on that taiva. I have to overcome, no matter how hard it is for me. So even if somebody has a taiva, Rachman al Atzlan, so somebody is not allowed to act on it. But, says Rav Moshe, she says, V'haitza gdola hi, at the end of the tshuva, he says, Limina Torah bi'iyun, shehu kematzil v'shomer mikol ha'arayas, v'af mir hir hurim, as you look in the Rambam at the end of Yisurei Bia, that the because those Yafana Ada Atzmo Machavasl Devei Torah V'yarchav Daito V'chachma V'koshken Shiyol Ozeli Hinatzomi Yitzahara Da'aveira. Obviously, the Rav Moshe would say if somebody could go to some type of professional to get help, also, so then that would also. Again, this is a tshuva, but I just want to emphasize Rav Moshe's how he addresses this person, and we realize Toa Ataba. It's a topic that we're not going to go fully into right now, but as the Gemara says here, it's Toa, it's off the natural way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Then Rabbi Kabar was going to get another kos. So he says, Amarle, he says, ask the next question, my Tevel, what is the word Tevel? Tevel word is used by the Sugya, the Pasuk of Mishkav Behema. So what does that word Tevel mean? Amar Lei, Ki in Yonah Kadma. Well, I'll tell you when you give me what I happened earlier. So he says, okay. Amar Lei, Eved Li Omer Lecha, do what I asked you to do. Avatz, he did. The same thing happened, as the Gemara says. He gave a pshat, the Bar Kapora rejected it and asked on it. So he says, okay, tell me. He says, okay, let your wife pour me, dance with me. Okay. Amar Lei, Tevelu Tavlin Yeshba. Tevelu is a rhetorical question. Is there tavlin? Is there spices? Is this something that is smells good? Mi shanya hada bia min kulan bios. How is this bia different from all other bias? Meaning, what is, again, similar. Like, what is this person having a taiva for? Amarle, and finally, the third question, umai zima. This word is used by the pasuk of Atchalas Bitchala has no son, giving over a girl for znus, a father giving over a girl for znus, just making her hefker. Amarle, Eved ki inyana kadma, do what happened earlier. So Abed, it happened. Va'amar le, zu mahi. Zim is from the word zu mahi. This, what is this? Right, the Ran says, lashon safek, she'en yadua mimihi misaberes. Zu, the child, the vlad mahi. What is this? You have no idea who the father is. So this is what happened at the wedding. So there was the balance of Rebbe. Maybe Rebbe Bar Kapara was trying to keep it in a balance, but the son-in-law has had enough. Well, Yaakov Balawashel the Mispal, he couldn't handle anymore how his father-in-law was being treated. So what did he do? He left. Kam v'nafaku ve'inse mitaman. He and his family, they left. They couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle it. Right? If you look in the Mefarish, he says he was an Ashir Gadol, and he was from a certain class of society. V'lohaya yachal liros davar shel zilusa mechamav. He couldn't. Rebbe didn't care. Why Rebbe didn't care? What's the message of Rebbe? Rebbe would do anything to understand shot of a word in Torah. I don't care. I'll lower myself. Right? Even if it's a little zilzel, I want to understand Torah. Right? Like following, you might say David HaMelech, who is Mecharke Umefazbez in front of the Aron. Right? To show Kavod HaTorah. Right? I don't care what other people think. I'm going to show Kavod HaTorah. As long as it's not a violation of Yuara, as long as it's not over the crossing any red lines. But they didn't think this was crossing any red lines, and therefore, regarding understanding something in Torah, so that is what he did. He did not care about. Right? It's the Gavlus of Rebbe. Rebbe was a tremendous. Like the Mishnah says at the end of Sota, when Rebbe died, another died, and we've quoted many times the Beis HaOtzar that the Rabbi Yosef Engel writes that only regarding Rebbe throughout Shas do you find the Lashon Omer Ani. Omer Ani, right, that's a Lashon like we might say of La'ani is Daiti. You only find it as Omer Ani. And he says, I think it's related to the only time in Tanakh where you find Omer Ani, that's a Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says, Rachash Libi Davar Tov, my heart inside was awakened to do something good. Omer ani ma'asai lamelech. I say, Omer ani, my actions are to the king. Lishoni, my tongue, eight sofer mahir, is like a scribe with a quill. Eight, I say a pen, but a quill. That's the pasuk. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. That's exactly a reference to Rebbe. Because what did Rebbe do? What's he known most famously for? For writing down the Mishnah, writing or putting together, getting it ready to be written down. What does it say? Rachash libi davar tov. David HaMelech alludes to his descendant. My heart was feeling to do something good. I said, Ma'asai LaMelech, I'm doing this for Eis La'asos Lashem, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lishoni, my tongue, Torah Shebal Peh, I'm putting down to, giving to a sofer that's making it Torah Shebichsav. That's the beautiful thought of Rabbi Yosef Engel connecting it to the Pasuk in Tehillim. Okay, so let's continue now. So that was Rebbe. So Ben Alasha though couldn't take it. So he left. Good. My Ben Alasha. Who was Ben Alasha? Detanya lo lechina pizer Ben Alasha es ma'osav. Ben Alasha, who was very rich, did not give away all his money for nothing. El Laharos spent his parishal kohen gadol. He didn't waste his money. He spent a ton of money on getting a haircut. Why? He wanted to show everybody what the haircut of the kohen gadol looked like. Dechsiv kasom yichsimu es rashehem. As the pasuk says in Yecheskel, describing the haircut of a kohen gadol. Tana kein lulani yonis. My lul yonis. What does that mean? Amar Yehuda tisparta yichidata, a certain very unique type of haircut. Hey yichidami, what was it? Amar Rava roshol shalzeh bitzadikara shalzeh. Somehow the hair, every hair, the top of every hair, the tip of every hair was by the root of the next one. V'haydo tispar shel kohen gadol. So he used to get this fancy, very expensive type of haircut in order to show everyone what the haircut of the kohen gadol used to look like. We know the kohen gadol got a haircut every week. The Gemara says in Tainus, the king every day. The Kohen Gadol every week, because he could only make a first impression once, because the Mishmaros were Mischalfos, he wanted everybody to see him in a perfect state, and the Kohanim got every month, every day, every week, every month. That was the Ben Alash. Okay, if we have time at the end, we'll get back to other inyanim regarding haircuts. But let's continue though now, back to Nedarim. Ubedalas Aramutza. So that was all. We got into that because we were speaking about the beitza, the egg, the beitza termita. So now we get into da'alas haramutza, this gourd. My da'alas haramutza, what does that mean? What type of a gourd? Amr Shmuel kra karkuzoi, a certain type of gourd, maybe like a zucchini type of vegetable, from karkuzoi, the name of a place. Ravashi amr da'alas ha'tmuna baremetz. No, it just means a da'alas that's put into hot ashes, right? Hot coals. Esay Ravina the Ravashi, but 1 second, Ravina has Ravashi from a Mishnah in Kilayim. Not exactly, it says on the side, it's not really a Mishnah in Kilayim, so it's a Tosefta or a Brisa related to Kilayim. Rabbi Nechem Yomer, we know there are five types of Kilayim. One of them, Kilay Zroim. What are you allowed to plant next to each other? Rabbi Nechem Yomer, Dalas Aramisi, Dalas Amitzris. The Aramean Dalas is the same as a Egyptian Dalas. Kilayim in my Yavanis, and it's Kilayim with a Greek Dalas. And Kilayim in my Ramutza. And it's Kalayim with a Ramutza. But 1 minute, if Ramutza just means put in remets, put in hot coals, that can't be Kalayim with anything. It doesn't change it. So it must be, like Shmuel says, that it's a certain type So Tiuftas, that is Akasha on Rav Ashi. Good. Says the next Mishnah as we continue our discussion of what is meant by certain Lashonos of people. Hanod b'maisa kedera, as we see here, the action here is on Amud Aleph, and we continue now just with different Lashonos. Hanod b'maisa kedera, ein aser ela b'maisa resachta. Right, this is, we already quoted this in our version of the Gemara, that if you aser from maisa kedera, then you're aser only from something that's boiled very heavily, fried. But if you say anything that goes down into a pot, then anything that goes in a pot is aser. Tanya, Hano, Dermana, Yoran, the Kadera, says the Tosafta, if I make a neder from anything that goes into a Kadera, aser be Yorid Leilfis. I'm aser with something that goes into an ilfis, into a pan. Shekfar Yarad, Yil Kadera, call them Yorid Leilfis. I usually maybe boil something up in a lot of water in a Kadera, and then I put it into an ilfis. Right, into the pan. So if I aser anything that goes into a kadera, I'm asering ilfis too, because it goes into the kadera before. Mina yorin la ilfis, mutter, b'yor la kadera. But if I aser what goes into the ilfis, that's only second stage. Not everything goes into the ilfis, so it's mutter what goes into the kadera. Min hanase b'kadera, but if I make a neder from what's finished in the kadera, right, the Ran and the other Rishonim say nasi here, mi kamin finished, mutter b'nase b'ilfis. I'm mutter with what is finished in an ilfis. Even though it was in the kadera, minanasa beilfis, what's finished in the ilfis, mutter minasa kadera, because that is included. That is also not included because nasa means finished, and whatever pot or pan it's finished in, that is exclusionary to the other one. Hanodim minayor le tanur. If I make an edim of anything that goes down into an oven, ein aser ela bepas. That's the normal thing that's assumed to go into an oven, bread. Vim amar kol maisi tanur alai. Any action of a tanner, also b'chol and asa b'tanner, then everything is included, anything that goes into a tanner at all. Next, min ha-kavush. Ein aser min ha-kavush al yarek. If I aser myself, I make an edder from kavush. What's the ikker here? The Ran in the first day says, the hey ha-yadiyah. From the kavush, the item that's pickled, right? So I only aser the main item that's pickled, that means pickled vegetables. Kavush sheini toim, but if I don't say the hey ha-yadiyah, that's the first day of the Ran. Or the Ran says maybe it's the next two words of Sheini Toim that makes it more inclusive. But either way, let's go with the first one. Aser b'chol ha-kvushim. Then it's aser or kvushim. Because he didn't just say the kavush, which means vegetables. It means anything that is pickled. Min ha-shaluk. Anything that is shaluk, that is very cooked. Eino aser ela min ha-shaluk shel basar. So if I say again, ha-shaluk with he-ayidia, it's specifically referring to meat. Because that's what the main shaluk is. Shaluk Sheini Toim. Then it's all included. What if I say dikavish, meaning I don't say, according to each day, I don't say the hey idea, or I don't say she'eni toim. Dishalik mai, ditsali mai, dimaliach mai, heichin mashma, tiboi. So no answer to that question. We don't know. If you don't have the hey idea, or you don't have any toim, if you don't have any toim, does that include all kavushim, or just the kavush? Next Mishnah, minatzli ein aser ela minatzli shel basar. Again, hatzli from the roasted item, it only means beef. Tzli shel basar, div Rebbe Yehuda, tzli sha'ani toim, aser b'chol etzluyim. But if I just say tzli, so then it's aser with all roasted items. Minamaliach, salted items. Minamaliach ein aser ela minamaliach shel dog. That's what was meant then, right? The salted fish, that's the maliach. Maliach she'ani toim, or ani toim, aser b'chol maluchim. Everything's aser. Dag, dagim, sha'ani toim, fish, right, in plural, sha'ani toim, in English there's no plural, aser bohan, bein gadol, and bein ketanim. If you say fit the word dag and dagim, that's a very inclusive phrase, so you're aser with big fish and small fish, bein maluchim, bein tfalim, salted fish, unsalted fish, bein chayim, bein mevushalim, raw fish, or cooked fish. As we know, raw fish has become more common, bizman hazeh, in the world of sushi, right, halachas of applications of bishul akum might have changed, but that's what it says here. They used to eat raw fish too. Umutter, but it's mutter, because dag dagim is only about fish, whole fish. Umutter betaris tarufa, which is a mixture and has some chopped up fish, that's mutter. Ubitzir, or in the brine that is fish is put in. Hanodim and tzachna, but if I make an eder from tzachna, which is a mixture of whole and chopped fish, aser b'tzeris terufa, that's included because that has tiny little chopped up fish, umutter b'tzir b'murius, because that just has the liquid, or the sauce, right, the juices. Hanodim b'tzeris terufa, aser b'tzir b'murius. B'tzeris terufa has a mixture of the chopped up fish and the brine and the juice, so that would be included in b'tzeris terufa. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Dach ani toim aser begdolim with the bektanim. Dog means big fish, so that's aser only in big fish. Dagash ani toim aser bektanim with the begdolim. Daga is the opposite, small fish. Dag dagash ani toim both aser bein begdolim bein bektanim. Amalei Rabbi Abaya, mimai de Dach ani toim gadolu. How do you know the word dog means big? Dechsev, because it says that by Yonah, vayeman Hashem dag gadol of loas Yonah. Hashem prepared a big fish to swallow Yonah. Foxy, but it also says, "Vayispalal Yonah El Hashem Elokav mimei hadaga." It says that Yonah davened from the daga. So you see, Yonah, what, it was one fish, wasn't it? So halokasha dilma pati dag gadol. Right. No, what must have happened? He was in a big fish, but the big fish spit him out. Ubali dakatan. Then a small fish swallowed him up. We'll get back to that. Let's continue for a second. Says the Gemara, "Elav hadaga shebayar mesa." I doesn't say vahadaga, the small fish bayar mesa ktanim mesu gdolam lo mesu. If daga means small, so only the small fish in Mitzrayim God died, and not the big ones. Ella daga mashba gadolim mashak tanim. Really, daga means both. Over nedarim hachar halach hachar lashem bnei adam. And by nedarim, you go after lashem bnei adam. Just last line. I know the benat zachana. Amar the ravina the ravashi. Amar hare alai tzichin mai tibai. So tzichin is unclear. Just 2 points before we finish. The Marsha says here, quotes the Medrash, that Yonah was in the big fish, and he said, "Oh, it's not so bad. Not so bad. I'm here. I'm breathing. It's okay." Dag gadol zacher haya v'haya omed Yonah sham berevach v'lo nasan leiv lehispalel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh yeah, you don't think it's so bad." Ramaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledag v'hekiel l'toch piya shol nekeva. So the big fish spit him out, and he ended up going in the small fish. Shaisa maleya, and a female daga shaisa maleya ubarim, and he's there all with these little fetuses of fish. And he was there all squished together. That's what it means. From the me'ayim, from the intestines, from the insides. It's referring to all of the little baby fish that were there with him. Right? Once he realized there was an esara there, once he realized there was no room, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu encouraged him to daven. Also, once just when I'm talking about the Makkah of Dam, there is one very interesting shita of the Rishonim in Dam that we don't usually understand it this way, the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni, we usually think of Dam. It changed to Dam, and it was there for a week or 3 weeks, whatever it was, and then it was it ruined everything, and that's why the fish died. The Chizkuni holds in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf, in Va'era, that it's, what does the Pasuk say? What's he bothered by? It says that all the Egyptians tried to do the Makkah after Hashem did it, and they were unable to. What do you mean they did try to do the Makkah? But there was no water left. All the water turned to Dam. But it was only the water that they bought from the Jews. They tried to do it. Says the Chizkuni, no. Lo nase hayor Dam. Kihim lefi sha'a. What happened by the Makkah of Dam was that it changed for a second. Umiyad mesa daga makkah zadam. And because it changed for a second, all the fish died. Because at that moment. Va'achaka chazar ayo lekad muso. But then right after that, it changed back to water. It stunk. And all the fish died. That's what made it stink. But that's why Masha Kasuv lo yachlu Mitzrayim lishtos bimimei hayar. It says they couldn't drink from the water. Lo mivnei shahaya dam, was not because it was blood. El shelo matzinu shebikshu lo hasira maka. Unbelievable, says the Chizkuni. Unlike all the other makos, you don't find Paro or any of the Mitzrayim complaining. Tell Moshe to take away the maka. Tell Moshe. No, why not? Because the maka was already taken away. They just had to clean out their aqueducts. They had to clean out their water sources. Ela mishum ba'adaga shabayar mesa vayiv ash hayar and v'ray l'davar vayasu kein chartumei Mitzrayim. V'im lo chazar hayar l'kad muso heich yicholin la'asos kach. Right, how could they have done this? Must be a vadai, must be, it would just change for a second and then it switched back. And that's why they didn't daven to Moshe, v'chulu. The Yesh B'farshim, then he quotes, Amakash Moshe revia chodesh b'yam, he quotes maybe other opinions. That's a fascinating suggestion that the Chizkuni has, which is meduyik, it works to explain a certain number of psukim. Okay, we will stop here.